This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Yeah, hour two, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's absolutely amazing. Folks, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and go ahead and click on to there to subscribe. Notice how those numbers are going up about 100 every week, okay? And I'm noticing, and many people are noticing this too, it's rather odd that the subscriptions are going up, and yet, interestingly enough, the watching nows are going down, which is really bizarre. But this is what they did on Facebook. This is what they did to us on YouTube, the same exact process that we're observing right now. So we're going to keep our eye on that. Someone just brought this up the other day again, and it's rather odd this is that which is going on, especially here, because we know that, matter of fact, just this week someone was telling me about all the people that listen to us in Alaska. So we sent a bunch of stuff out there to our friends in Alaska, and we know that this is true all over the country, because when I do sonsoflibertyradio.com requests, have you heard of us before, folks, three quarters of the rooms, the hands go up in the room, and it just doesn't jive, especially when you go over to that of Genesis Communication Networks and find that we're number two right now, or number one out of 65 different shows, and we're broadcasting into 156 cities. So help me with that. Anybody that can give me some back-end information, analysis, I would greatly appreciate it. I mean, I think at this point we're going to probably get someone that's involved, someone involved that is a professional on the back end, because someone is censoring this content. There's no question about it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but when we first put up SOL Media, the third month we had over a million unique visitors. And then all of a sudden, Google came in and pulled the plug. YouTube pulled the plug. Facebook pulled down almost a million of our friends from that of our show page on Facebook. So, again, I want you all to understand something before we start getting onto the main topic here. This is aimed at you, not me, alone. This is aimed at you. They're afraid of the information that you're getting. And I'm going to share some more with you even now. And this is what I wanted to cover, and this is the main topic. Folks, you're seeing corruption in this country for decades, for three scores, if you want to put it in the years of 20 at a time. But over the last 60, 70 years in this country, we have seen corruption, politicians that are incumbent promoting crime. Now, I got to lay this out real quick. The purpose of government, for those that are new to the show or my weekend friends, the purpose of government is threefold. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. They're to restrain men from violating God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. John Adams said that. Okay? The second thing that they're supposed to do is maintain order concerning that which has been delegated unto them by the people. The third thing that they're supposed to do is to condemn the wicked. They're not going to condemn themselves. That's why I'm highlighting this even now. They're trying to condemn you right now. But they're to condemn the wicked, and they are to justify the righteous. You're seeing them do just the exact opposite today. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So what we're seeing is them promote the crime. They're promoting the crimes. They incarcerate the responders, play the problem solvers by then incriminating their political opposition. So let me ask you this, just starting here. Who is it that gives the indoctrination education as to those that advocate for violence and crime more than Hollywood, television, internet, radio, and politicians? I'm asking the question. You have to answer the questions. who is indoctrinating, okay, and I'm calling it indoctrination education to the younger generation because that's exactly where it is. But I'm asking the question, who is allowed to indoctrinate the younger in training them up in the ways that they're going today? See, we're seeing what? An explosion of violence. But who's teaching them how to be violent more than Hollywood, television, internet, radio? And by the way, it all falls to the parents that allow them to do so if that's where they have their kids, in front of the television. Okay? Nobody. They're the ones that are responsible for raising up this next generation, and the American people let them. So, in fact, these promote that which transgresses, you ready for this, God's moral law as well as American law because it's based on common law. So, they promote having other gods. Let's just go through this. Is that what Hollywood promotes? Other gods? Is that what television promotes? Other gods? Is that what the internet promotes is other gods? Radio, does it promote other gods? Oh, absolutely. Hey, folks, they're giving Muslims sanctuary cities in America now. Did you know that? Yeah, they have their own sanctuary cities. Those that mean, does that mean that they want their own sanctuary cities? Does that tell you, friends, that they're here to assimilate to American law? Or does that tell you that they want it their way because at the end of the day they mean to multiply and conquer? I didn't say it. Ask them. And furthermore, the Bible is clear that when they promote other gods that don't exist, because the Lord of Lords is the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods, there is no other God, they promote creating gods that do not exist as well as promoting other religions. Now, people of other religions are afforded asylum here if they assimilate. But they are not afforded asylum to come here in an attempt to usurp American government. But that's what's happening. What did the Lord say would be the outcome? Judges 5:8 gives us the answer. It tells us that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. And rest assured, friends, it's coming. It's coming. Rest assured, it's coming. There is going to be war. Who promotes this? Hollywood. Hey, folks, colleges. Again, television, commercials, internet, radio, and corrupt politicians, even going so far as to make way for having over 90 Muslims that mean to conquer this country in governmental positions today. Okay? The Lord warned us of all this. He said, if you're going to have other gods, then this is what's going to happen. If you're going to create a god to suit your own sin, then you're going to die in your sin, and this is what's going to happen. There's going to be war within the gates. But who promotes it more than corruption? Hollywood, television, internet, and radio. Nobody. Who's doing this to us? We're doing it to ourselves. Nobody's doing anything to us that we're not allowing in this country. If it's happening, you can rest assured the American people are tolerating this. Okay? Did the Lord not say in Exodus 20, verse 3, that thou shalt have no other gods before me? Is that what he said? Yep. But what happens when you disobey him in having other gods? Well, again, Judges 5:8 comes to my aid that there's going to be war within the gate, and that's exactly what's happening. Okay. Now you see these foreigners coming into America going to governments and saying, we want our rights. You don't have a right to create a government inside of our government, but that's what they're doing. We're going to come right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com. So what I'm getting to, friends, is the very things that they should be denouncing and condemning are the very things that they're promoting and indoctrinating into the people in this country. Okay? You're going to have confusion. Daniel 9:7, and it's going to become a battlefield sooner or later. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at...
Can you turn that up?
...radio.com. Here to introduce...
Needs to be turned up.
...friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health...
GCN, you got to turn that up.
Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust.
Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time, every mosque in Minneapolis will have the opportunity to broadcast a call to prayer outside their doors. Muslim leaders.
Does that sound like someone that's come to submit or to assimilate to American law? Does this sound like someone and a group of people in particular that mean to come establish governments?
Five times
concerning these militant bases in America called mosques.
Muslims,
that's, by the way, what John Guandolo had called them, former FBI.
Yusuf Abdulla has been practicing.
Just wanted to highlight the fact that, folks, again, this isn't just coming out of nowhere. But what do you suppose is going to happen if this keeps going on here in the United States? Why are your said politicians making way for these people to usurp American government? Okay. Because what we're talking about right now, friends, is politicians and Hollywood and television and internet and radio are promoting all of this nonsense coming into the United States of America. You know, and here's the other thing. If their God was God, why did they want to come over to America? You know, it's time for them to show who these people who God is. And we're not going to tolerate their crimes. Because if we have the witness that we belong to the Lord, we're not going to allow foreign gods to come in here and mock the Lord. Just ain't going to happen, but that's what's happening, right? And again, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm talking about how the corrupt are using these conduits like Hollywood and television and the internet and radio and corrupt politicians to promote the crimes, okay? When the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, he said, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, Acts 4:12, Jesus and him alone, period. Everything must be subjugated to that name, period. And it is, okay? And it is. Also wanted to share with you that these same people that are promoting the crimes, they promote murder. I mean, look at Hollywood. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's all they do is promote murder. Television, that's all it does is promote murder. These new outlets on internet, that's all these, the movies that they share with you. They can't think of anything new except what their father continuously translates to them in their deceptive hearing ears to, well, promote murder. Promote more murder. And then some more and then some more. Until they're so desensitized that it actually happens. And that's what happens. And then the outlets and the sponsors make all this money because they say if it bleeds, it leads. And the American people haven't figured out how this works. Hey, folks, because the American people accepted murder by these people, right? And promoting murder in storylines and indoctrinating the young and the old. Well, guess what? Now they promote killing the innocent in the womb. And yet, by the way, Scripture condemns it. Just like he condemns in Exodus 20, verse 3 through 5, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Just like they promote murder, the Lord said, thou shalt not murder, but they promote it anyways in the face of the Lord, Exodus 20, verse 13, right? And then they promote the murder of the innocent in the womb. That's a violation of Scripture, so that what the Lord condemns, they're actually advocating for. And I'm talking about Proverbs 6, 17. Hey, folks, Hollywood, the corrupt folks you just heard during the break, friends, another politician busted in infidelity, right? They promote adultery. Hollywood does. Corrupt politicians do. The internet does. Radio does. Health classes in public schools today teach it. They teach perversion. Anything goes, right? It's all being promoted and advocated for. God condemns it. Exodus 20, verse 14. Okay? They promote fornication. Oh, my goodness. Just like I said, any movie today, friends, I can almost tell you there's murder. There's the promotion of drugs, booze, adultery, fornication. Okay? And I'm just starting here. But I'm talking about how those that are tolerated are the ones that are promoting the crimes. Okay? In the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. God says no because he loves. Satan says, no, go ahead and do it. Let's test the judgments of God. And they do it anyways. And hopefully you find on the way that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us through his mercy. Okay, but once you have a knowledge of the truth, don't you turn again. Read Hebrews 10:26. Okay? So I'm talking right now about those that promote the crime. And they promote everything the Lord condemns. I want you to think about this. Don't tell me about how God isn't in everything. Oh, the Lord is in everything. No doubt about it. And so is Satan trying to mock him and to get his little submissive servants to do the exact opposite in the rebellious, reprobate state to stand in the face of God in hopes of rebelling against him just like their father. That's what he's doing, right? These people promote the killing of police. They promote the killing of each other. Think about that. Now there's movies out there, friends, where they're promoting the American people to kill politicians. No joke. Oh, it goes on. This should infuriate everybody. And then they wonder why, like on today's news, a high school kid goes out and he surprise murders one of his fellow students. I mean, this is like the new norm. Oh, and it can be stopped if you want to stop it, okay? They promote adultery, sex before marriage. I love documentaries. Folks, if I could take my camera and walk around my bookshelves and show you the documentaries that we have watched, you would say, oh, my goodness. If you want to know the mind of the minister, go to his library, okay? And I can't even tell you how many we've watched. But there's a lot of stuff out there, too, where they're movie documentaries based on true stories. I love those. I love testimonials. I love learning from history. And the reason I say that is because regardless of how it's even rated anymore, there's a promotion of fornication. There's a promotion of adultery. And God condemns both of them, Exodus 20:14 and 1 Corinthians 6:9. He said that they shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why are your said representatives using conduits like Hollywood and television and internet and radio? And if I'm forgetting another conduit, do forgive me. Your cell phones, the list goes on, the newspapers, the propaganda outlets. Why are they promoting a curse upon America. Because that's exactly what it brings, is disobedience. Upon disobedience is judgment. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Okay? These same people are also the ones that are promoting pornography. See, because again, as I've said a million times, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. The way to get away from that is to unite with Christ and part with sin. The enemy's always working on that, because if he can demoralize you, he can control you. But you also have a choice to make in everything that you do, friends. Know ye not that to whom I yield my servants to? His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Romans 6, I'm thinking of James 1:12. Also, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life with which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted of God, that he's tempted, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is, he's enticed, he bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And then I think of Romans 6:23 as well. You see how this works, friends? We're doing it to ourselves. Matter of fact, I want to go over to, this is coming to my aid right now. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 10, and this is another victory. When you adhere to grace, what happens? Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I want you to abound here. And I'm thinking of this right now in verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I also want to say this in 1 Corinthians 9:27. That comes to my aid next. I'm giving you victory, grace-empowered victory scriptures if you adhere to the grace. But I kept under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Whoa! Wait a second. Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, just said, I practice what I preach. Because if not, then I consider myself a castaway. It's funny how the modern-day hirelings, John 10:12, revert back to Romans 7, where they say, well, I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I don't want to do, I don't do. Or he says, I do do. Right? That's what he said. But nobody ever goes to the end of chapter 7 of Romans. I'm going to go there because regardless if you're with me or not, friends, I'm having church up in here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back again on the other side.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that hit Andover, Kansas Friday night damaged about 1,000 structures. Officials say the number is expected to climb as they do more assessments. So far, no deaths from the storm. Officials say about 70% of secondary searches are complete. The tornado first developed in southeast Wichita before moving northeast. Kansas Highway Patrol is assessing damage from the air. Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, while the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 are living beneath a sprawling steel plant from the Soviet era. Tech stocks sunk Wall Street Friday. The Nasdaq had its biggest monthly loss since 2008, while the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over the allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time was an accident, the second time was deliberate.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite, and I was wrong what I was doing.
Parrish says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. A federal judge ruled there was enough evidence to convict socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of recruiting teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004. But the judge also handed Maxwell's legal team a victory, concluding that three conspiracy counts were charged for the same crime, and she could only be sentenced for one. The reduction of counts won't have much effect on sentencing. Maxwell could spend decades in prison, if not several years. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At church, to say the least. Get your pastor on the radio with us here, Dino. I'd appreciate it for your own sake. Now, the Lord's, some pastors from some of our friends on social media platforms are saying that we need not worry as God will soon remove us before the tribulation starts. I've covered, you know what? It's something that I've taken the time, and people ask me to do it all the time, to cover. And I've covered it so many times, I just, where people create stuff is just insanity in their minds. They're a bunch of do-nothing, apathetic capitulators, Psalm 78, verse 9. They allow the evil to prevail. And then they want God to come rapture them from responsibility. You can't find that in Scripture. 1-866-582-9933. Just to cover that really quick for you, I want you to listen to this, okay, friends? Because the rapture heresy is not scriptural at all. I'm here. Call me now. Okay, if you want to argue about that, I'm not going to argue. I'm just going to give you scripture, okay? And contending for the faith, the way that the Bible tells us we're supposed to, I know that's foreign to many people that call themselves Christians today. They're supposed to be so meek, and they're supposed to be a bunch of pushovers, and they're not supposed to war against the evil ones. That's supposed to just all be done in the spirit. Really? You know, thank God that your forefathers didn't think that way. Read Matthew 24:36. The Son of Man knoweth not the time. John 17, it tells us when Jesus was praying that he prayed that the Lord would not take them out of the world. but that he would keep them from the evil one. It's nowhere in Scripture, just for the record. I want to show this to you really quick. Learn real quick. We're going to get back to our main topic.
I don't think Christians should believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine. This is a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland.
It's humorous.
We were
it really is.
Irish speaking tour a couple years ago. We actually visited and spent a few nights at Parscourt, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there. And the rapture doctrine was developed. But it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian Church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event from the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be his second coming. His first was the one that ended with his crucifixion and resurrection. That was his first coming. His second coming will be when he comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, he will bring with him the souls of the departed saints. And then those who are alive at the time of his return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompanied the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment. And so it seems to me that it is illusory to invent this secret preemptory return of Jesus prior to his second coming.
You know who really promotes that heresy is the hippies. They're still high on PCP, man. They really are. Not going down that road right now. Want to get back to what I was highlighting before the end of the last segment, talking about Romans and empowering people that are willing to adhere to grace. God be thanked that I've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto me, found in Romans 6. What's right after that? When you go over to that of 7:14, Romans, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. Now listen carefully. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would do, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do. Then he says, if then I do that what I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good, now that it is no more me that I do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. Okay? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me to do the good, but how to perform that which is good, he goes, I don't know how to find it. For the good that I would not, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. He said, now if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Listen carefully. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Be careful of do-gooders, okay? For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now, it's funny how everybody in the modern day church that thinks that they're heaven bound, that it's okay to sin, to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And that's where they always stop. They don't see the end as to how the writer was inspired. You have to see it all the way through, friends. You can't just cherry pick. What did he say right after that in Romans 7, verse 24? O wretched man that I am, he said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then he gives the answer, right? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law, but with the flesh the law of sin. What is he saying? He cried out against his sin that he would not succumb to his sin because he, like Joseph, understood when those temptations came, you need to get out. You need to run. You need to make haste and obey those commandments. You, like King David, need to understand, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. That's real grace. Remember John 8, the woman that was caught in adultery? Go and sin no more. Does that sound familiar? Well, most people don't go that far with that scripture neither. But let's get back to this, because what we're talking about right now, just wanted to finish that through. These people, the corrupt, promote the crime. They use the conduits like Hollywood, television, internet, radio, so on and so forth. And then what they do, friends, is after they promote the crime, let's see if I'm almost done. I was on pornography. Pornography used to be illegal in the United States of America, but now it's being promoted. Folks, that's why I got off Twitter a year ago. All this stuff would just unsolicitedly pop up on my scroll, and it's like, you know what? Nope. And you can delete them, and there more came, and deleted them, and more came. And it's like, get rid of it, so I got rid of it. Okay, hopefully that will change. We'll see what happens. But they promote pornography. That's against the American law because it's against God's law. They promote sodomy openly almost at every given turn today. That's illegal in America. That's a felony. Check out your state statutes. But where did that come from? Well, that's all premised on and predicated upon Leviticus 20:13, 18:22, going backwards and then going forward, Romans 1:24, and the fruit of that lifestyle, Jude 1:7. Okay? And then what they also do, and I think most people need to hear this, because I don't think that there has ever been, well, very far and few between. A Little House on the Prairie, with exception. Anna Green Gables, with exception. Very far and few between concerning that which you have seen. They don't blaspheme God. But isn't it interesting how Hollywood... politicians, I gotta tell you, I've listened to FBI tapes concerning politicians, presidents that I've respected, in the early 60s and not up until that point. The mouth, what came out of their mouths was so vile. So vile. And how many times they would blaspheme God's name blew me away. Just totally blew me away. Do you know that in scripture, friends? And by the way, Hollywood promotes that. From my understanding, television promotes it now, and they can get away with it. The only people that can't get away with it are the ones that are making reference to the law that are exposing them for their crimes, right? Romans 3:20, but we're not asking them for permission to obey God, are we? No, we're not. But it's interesting. Everywhere you go, there's blasphemy. And people love to say God blanket. Do you know that in Scripture that a man that blasphemed God was actually stoned to death? Oh, Bradley, that is just crazy. Really? Check out Exodus 20, verse 7. Listen carefully. It's the third commandment. The Lord shall not take the name of the Lord, or thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So in other words, law condemns it. Yeah, Bradley, but that's a thing of the past. No, it's not. There's blasphemy laws in the books. Did you know that? Most people didn't know it. Let me give you a couple. This is Massachusetts. This is blasphemy laws still today. Whosoever willfully blasphemes the holy name of God by denying, cursing, or contemptuously reproaching God, his creation, government, or final judging of the word, or by cursing or continually reproaching Jesus Christ or the Holy Ghost, or by cursing, contemptuously reproaching, or exposing to contempt and ridicule the holy word of God contained in the holy scriptures, shall be punished by imprisonment in jail for not more than 1 year or by a fine of not more than $300 and may also be bound to good behavior. Michigan blasphemy laws are in the books. Oklahoma's blasphemy laws are in the books. North Carolina's blasphemy laws are in the books. Oklahoma's blasphemy laws are in the books. Rhode Island's blasphemy and profanity laws are in the books. Why are these not being enforced? Nope, they're not being enforced or condemned. They're being promoted. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm showing you on social media platforms right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Curses, blasphemy, profanity laws still on the books, but isn't it interesting how Hollywood promotes it, how corrupt politicians promote it, how radio promotes it, how the internet promotes it, how it seems to be just a free-for-all for anybody that wants to go ahead and curse God. You're bringing a curse upon yourselves. And again, I'm showing you right now the curses and blasphemy and profanity laws are still in the books. This is why I'm humored when people think, well, Bradley, look what he's trying to do now. No, I'm not. I'm pointing back to the apostles and the prophets. I'm saying let's get back to them old paths and restore and have peace the way that our forefathers meant for it to be. But for those that are given to change, look what it's brought about, friends. It's brought about curses. There's Gerizim, and then there's also Abal. There's blessings, and there was curses. And if we took the time to know the difference, we would do nothing to offend God. Why? Again, because we love Him, right? So these outlets, they promote blasphemy constantly. And you know what? If there's something that offends me, man, is get around me and start talking your filth. and how much of it comes from professing Christians that don't know Scripture. Colossians 3:8, read it, hypocrite. James 1:26, read it, hypocrite. Ephesians 4:29, read it, hypocrite. You have no inheritance into the kingdom of God because your heart is filthy and you're obeying your wicked heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know what Scripture tells us? That's why we need the Holy Ghost. These outlets also promote lying continuously. I know that there's a lot of people that thought, well, man, I wish TV was like what it was in back in the 50s. Wait a second. Leave It to Beaver. That kid was lying all the time. I Love Lucy. It was lying all the time. The Honeymooners. He was lying all the time. Remember Gilligan's Island and all the things that they promoted, the promiscuity? And the lie, I mean, it was just, it was all a soft way of introducing you as a method to desensitize you to accept what it is that they mean at the end of the day. And it's just like the devil himself, right? He transforms himself as an angel of light. Oh, it's no big deal. It was a white lie. Or it was the, no, a lie is a lie, period. Okay? They promote lying. That's a violation of God's moral law. Exodus 20, verse 16. They promote thievery. Okay? And by the way, you weren't even supposed to promote none of this stuff in movies all the way up until 1968. Okay? Do a whole show on that. They promote coveting, desiring something that belongs to somebody else. Exodus 20, 17. They advocate what God condemns. They promote the dishonoring of parents. Look what Disney promotes, friends. The kid always has the answer, and the parents are always they're always befuddled and bewildered, and they don't know anything. The kid has the answer. Isn't that right? Exodus 20, verse 12. They're advocating what God condemns. They promote drug use. They promote lawlessness at every given opportunity, don't they? Yep. By the way, that doesn't excuse us for our obligations before God and His commandments. No, it obligates us all the more to be strong where the world's weak. So in other words, what I'm talking about is they promote what our God and our American laws clearly condemn, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And what's crazy about it is them, along beside of them, the American people, what do? They sit back apathetically and help promote all of these transgressions under the guise of what? Well, it's free speech. Nope. 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 That ain't gonna fly neither. That's licentiousness, not liberty. There's a big difference. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and our laws condemn the very things that you think they permit. Okay? This is not wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. This is ignorance, and it's bringing about destruction to us as a people. Hosea 4:6. Who's behind all of this? Those that mean to control us. Those that mean to control us. So much so that them that are behind this unlawful advocation are now attempting to use against us those that have been trained under their criminal tutelage. Now listen carefully. So those that have been taking heed and have opened their hearts in bringing forth a harvest to the seeds that have been sown in their hearts by these people that mean to rule over us, well, once they take heed to it and they act out concerning what they've been taught through corrupt politicians, through Hollywood, through the internet, through radio, through television, they act out as to how they've been taught, and then they're incriminated for acting out what it is that they've been taught, then what happens? They're incarcerated. They're thrown in jail. Well, you're the one that taught the kid to do it, and then when he goes out and does it, you throw him in jail. Yeah, because they created a bureaucracy that makes $64 billion a year off the ignorance of the American people. And by the way, America has the world's highest incarceration rate. You ready for this? There's 500 prisoners per every 100,000 residents in this country. Shameful, shameful, shameful. What is this? This is the fruit of their teachers, right? And it is also the fruit of a nation that wickedly departs from the Lord God. Read Psalm 18:21. Yep. Now, this same set of corrupt agencies that were erected after September 11, 2001 have now set themselves against the very ones that are upholding the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution, like yours truly. And keep in mind, we are premised on the Word, The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. He's exactly right. Now, who's become the enemies of the state? Those that hold to the word and to the U.S. Constitution. Now, think of it. The very devils that have promulgated lawlessness for decades in this country have now set themselves against the very ones upholding the very oaths, the oaths, O-A-T-H-S, that have failed, that they have failed to keep, namely the Christian patriots. So instead of them doing their job and loving people like me, nope, they've created a whole slew of workers of iniquity. Now they're trying to educate them to look at people like me as to becoming the enemies of the state. On April 5th, 2022, I wrote Homeland Security defines Americans as potential terrorists. Yep. And they've been working on this for a long time. So on April 28th, just 2 days ago, controlled operative Tucker Carlson from the CIA-controlled Fox News reported, look what they're doing now. He said it's almost unthinkable. He highlights the crimes of Homeland Security and those that they've appointed. And he said this, friends, this is what controlled opposition looks like. They never give you the result, but Tucker Carlson, who's worth $420 million, who serves himself, right, and his false god, and his golden calf, said that they are ridiculous, he said, and that they are buffoons. That's it. Do you see how this is all turning around? They raise up a generation in hopes that they can control them. They ostracize those that are actually doing what it is that they're being paid to do, but they're trying to take those that were raised up under their tutelage for the last 6 decades, and they're turning them against the righteous as enemies of the state. Are you understanding now? This is your corruption that is tolerated in the incumbent in this government today. So it took 3 weeks for the people to figure out that they're doing it again. So in other words, behind the guise of this pandemic, this created crisis, they've been creating more policies to attack the American people, and this has been going on since September 11, 2001. Those agencies are now turned on the American people. You are under attack, and you better get a hold of your government, because I'm telling you, friends, these are not buffoons, they're not ridiculous, they are criminals, according to our laws, that they hate, just like their father. So here's the conclusion. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. See, the corrupt make way for lawlessness by lowering the law. Then with the help of the submissive and misguided sheeple that have turned their backs on God and their own country, then turn it on them that are obedient to God in upholding our laws by creating more policies that undermine our Constitution in discriminating against the innocent. Who are the innocent? The law-abiding. Isaiah 5:20. What's the definition to all of this, friends? Tyranny. Tyranny. Hey, friends, I'm going to end the show with this, and I mean what I say. The guilty must be brought to justice, because if not, the innocent will be brought to injustice. It's not a game. They're not buffoons. It's not ridiculous. We're not going to just go along and make fun of them the way that Tucker Carlson and many of these controlled operatives and conservative media outlets today would have you believe that it's no big thing. Let's just revert to calling them names. Nope. These people are dangerous, and they mean to upend your God-given rights. And before you allow that to happen, do consider how many of hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny over in other countries that these are trying to get you to submit to in your own backyard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.